Cuba, and much more. Today is Tuesday, August 22, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel ended his last day of visit to Angola before continuing his African tour that will also take him to Namibia, Mozambique, and South Africa, where he will participate in the BRICS summit. This Tuesday, the Cuban president paid tribute to the 2,085 fighters who gave their lives for the Angolan people in the struggle to preserve independence, in addition to 204 others who died while performing civilian duties. The head of state also visited the Angola-Cuba school, considered a symbol of the brotherhood between the two nations. Díaz-Canel had an intense agenda in Luanda since his arrival on Sunday, when he met with some 200 Cuban workers, representing more than 2,000 who currently work in this country. On Monday, the Cuban president met his Joao Lourenço, with whom he reaffirmed both countries' willingness to strengthen and diversify bilateral cooperation. He also received a warm welcome at the National Assembly, where its president, Carolina Cerqueira, thanked Cuba for its constant solidarity with Angola. Three memorandums on understanding were also signed in tourism, regulation of medicines, and investment. And he also visited the Agostinho Neto Memorial and paid tribute to the first Angolan president. Díaz-Canel met with members of organizations and movements of solidarity with Cuba and compatriots living in this African nation. The Minister of Education of Cuba, Naima Trujillo, assessed with teachers, officials, and directors of the sector in the central province of Santo Espíritu the preparations for the beginning of the 2023-2024 school year on September 4. The head of the branch and a team of specialists began a tour of the different provinces of the country in this territory to verify the use and preparation of the teachers in search for guaranteeing a quality educational process. Trujillo highlighted the will of the people of Santo Espíritu to give their best during the school calendar, even in the midst of the difficult economic situation caused by the unfair economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States. The third Varadero Josone Rumba Jazz and Son Festival began on Monday in the capital city of Western Province of Matanzas and ends on Sunday in Cuba's main tourist destination located in that town. The emblematic Sauto Theater in the city of Matanzas will be the venue for the first 3 days that, starting at 9 p.m. local time, will receive important national and foreign artists and groups. From Thursday until the culmination on August 27, the performances will take place at the same time in the Josone Park in Varadero. Apart from its recreational function, the contest in this edition calls to sensitize people in the care of the environment. Isaac Delgado, musician and creator, as well as president of the event, recalled that the essence of the event lies in our music, which is why the main promoting organizations are also involved. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel considered that parliamentary management is essential to support joint initiatives seeking to strengthen bilateral cooperation between the island and Angola. When speaking before Angola's National Assembly, the Cuban president pointed out that Angola is the African country where the Caribbean nation has the most diversified and numerous collaboration. The head of state added that there is potential to expand it in mutually advantageous areas and highlighted the results of the 15th session of the Intergovernmental Commission, where several agreements were signed. On Monday, other agreements were signed, which is why both parties now have the commitment to implement them ahead. Díaz-Canel thanked the welcoming words of the President of the Assembly, Carolina Cerqueira, and conveyed to Parliament a greeting from the head of Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.